T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. In for Rebecca Corral, I'm Margie Schaefer. Here's what's happening. 5 survivors of the deadly shooting at last summer's Gilroy Garlic Festival are suing the organizers of the festival. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign joins us from San Francisco and says they accuse the festival of not taking adequate security measures. Doug?
Well, good afternoon, Margie. And 3 people, including 2 children, were killed, at least a dozen others hurt, when a teenage gunman opened fire last July's Garlic Festival. Now, attorney Randy Scarlett is suing the Festival Association on behalf of 5 of the wounded victims.
They want to make sure that promoters of public events like the Gilroy Garlic Festival take reasonable steps to ensure the safety of the attendees of the event. They did not do that here. They failed miserably.
Wendy Towner, the very first person shot, blames poor security for allowing the gunman to get in. She's already had to have dozens of operations, has racked up more than $2 million in doctor's bills.
The medical bills themselves is very worrisome for us, and our standard of living is been greatly impacted by this.
But Towner insists this is about forcing security improvements more than it is about the money.
I don't want this to happen to anybody ever again.
The suit seeks unspecified damages. Scarlett also plans to file a claim against the city of Gilroy. No response yet from the Garlic Festival Association. They have not actually been served with the suit yet. It was just filed today, so we actually don't expect much response from them, but we have sought one. We'll see if we get it. In San Francisco, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Thank you, Doug. It's opening arguments today at the Supreme Court as attorneys argue over the Trump administration's revocation of DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. KCBS's Jim Taylor reports.
Another noisy day outside the Supreme Court. Inside,
we stand here very proud of the arguments that were made on behalf of the more than 700,000 DACA recipients.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra arguing against revoking DACA.
I first want to say to the dreamers who have come, we all stand on their shoulders to try to make the case that no one is above the law and everyone must respect the law. We learn from a very early age there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do things. The federal government tried to terminate the DACA program the wrong way.
University of California President Janet Napolitano.
We have 1,700 plus DACA students in our student body. They're undergraduates, they're law students, they're medical students. And so the interest in this case, as you might imagine, is immense.
President Trump tweeting Tuesday morning, many DACA recipients are far from angels, and some, he says, are hardened criminals. A decision is not expected until next spring. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
It's back, the annual Salesforce Dreamforce Convention at San Francisco's Moscone Center. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, the road closures associated with the massive event are having a big impact on commuters.
Howard Street at Moscone Center will be closed between 3rd and 4th Streets through November 24th, the duration of the Dreamforce Convention.
Well, I hope they're contributing a lot of money to the city because it's a big inconvenience for commuters.
Says Joanina, who is trying to catch a bus to North Beach to care for a friend.
This friend has cancer. She needs to eat breakfast at a certain time. You know, it's not me, it's her life that's important.
Some 60,000 people are expected to attend the convention. Erica Cato with SFMTA urged drivers to simply avoid the area.
We want drivers to know that they should allow extra time, and if you are heading to the convention, consider sustainable modes of transportation. Walking, biking, and taking Muni will get you there.
On Howard Street in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.